The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 9th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Translation: abandoning all attachment to the results of his activities, ever satisfied and independent, he performs no fruitive action, although engaged in all kinds of undertakings.
Tattva kanno phalasanga nitya cita nirasaya karmani abhipravittopi na eva kinchit karoti sa. So, tattva kanno phalasanga. This is a very difficult task. Everyone is expecting some result for his personal benefit. How much I have gained by this business? That is our disease. Everyone. Idam adya maya labdham, idam prache punadhanam. All the people of the world, they're struggling hard for existence, simply calculating that this much I have achieved today and this much I will achieve tomorrow. In this way, my bank balance will be increased more and more. That is very much explained in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Asuri. Pravittincha nivittincha nabidu asuro jana. Asuro jana. Just find out the page 16 chapter. Asuro jana. Asurik jo hai. Asurik ka artho hota hai. I haven't come to English. Asurik means non-devotees, atheists. Asurik. What is the phrase? What is the page number? 731. So, in the 16th chapter, it has been explained that what is the difference between atheist and theist, or persons with God consciousness and persons without God consciousness. So it is said, do bhutasargo loke asmin daiva asura evacha daivi sampa daivi vistarasa prokta asuram patha me sinu. Krishna is explaining that there are two classes of men, loke, in every place or every planet. Some planets are full of asuras. They are called asura loka. And another place it is said that who are the asuras and who are the devas? Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva asurastad viparajaya. There are many demigods. The demigods worshippers are also demons. Only Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva. Vishnu bhakta. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadapasanti Suraya. This is Rig Veda mantra. Suraya and Asuraya. Those who are Suraya, devas, demigods, they are simply worshipping Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rasuras Tad Viparja. And Asura means just opposite. opposite number means those who are not interested in Vishnu worship. Nate vidu sartha gati hi Vishnu. They do not know that ultimate goal of life to approach Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. So, asuras, they are engaged for fruitive result. They are working, but they are expecting that I shall enjoy the result. So that freedom is given to everyone, that you can work at your responsibility and enjoy or suffer. Just like state has given everyone individuality, everyone freedom, you act as you like. But if you act criminally, then you will be punished. That you cannot avoid. You have been given freedom. You act whatever you like. But if you violate the laws of the state, then you are to be punished criminally. Similarly, the same thing is there in God's kingdom, that we have been given freedom. We have got little freedom because we are part and parcel of God. Mumi imamsa jiva bhuta. The Lord Krishna says, all these living entities, they are my minute particles, minute part of my body. Just like father is the part of the body, son is the part of the body of father. Similarly, we are also part and parcel of the transcendental body of Krishna. That is our real identity, spiritual identity. So therefore, Krishna has got freedom, full freedom. So we have got also freedom in minute quantity. That is our position. That freedom, if we use properly, then we are happy. And if we misuse improperly, then we are unhappy. But freedom is there. Krishna says that sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. He is requesting Arjuna, that is just surrender unto me. He is all-powerful. He can force anyone and everyone to be surrendered to him. But that has no do. That is not Krishna's business. He gives freedom because Krishna has given you little freedom. So he does not want to interfere with your freedom. Then what is the meaning of giving freedom? That is Krishna's wish. Yathechasi tatha kuru. Krishna says, Arjuna, now I have explained to you the whole Bhagavad Gita. Now, what is your decision? You can do whatever you like. Because Krishna, Arjuna's decision was that I shall not fight. I am not going to kill my brothers and nephews and teachers and grandfather. Krishna, excuse me. I will not fight. So, therefore, Krishna instructed him the whole Bhagavad Gita science. Now, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he asked, because he has got the freedom. Now, what is your decision? Yathechasi tatha kuru. Whatever you like, you can do. You can reject my proposal or you can accept. This is freedom. Then Krishna, Arjuna said, yes, Krishna, vachanam tavo, I shall accept your proposal. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna is giving instruction to everyone. This is the way of life, to come gradually to Krishna consciousness. All these things are being explained by Krishna. How to work, how to gradually come to Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is the original consciousness. Now it is polluted. Just like originally, when the rain falls, it is pure distilled water. And as soon as it touches the ground, it becomes polluted. Immediately dirty. Similarly, as spirit soul, we are pure. As Krishna is pure, Krishna is explained in the 10th chapter, Parabrahma Parangadhama Pavitram Paramam Bhava Purusam Shasatam Nityam. So, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. Krishna is Param Pavitram, complete pure. And we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are also pure. That is our real identity. We are pure. But we have been contaminated by the touch of this material world. The same example, the rain falls, it is pure distilled water. But when it touches the surface of the earth, it becomes dirty. Therefore we see the rivers full of dirty water. That is not the water is dirty, but because it is mixed up with the dirty dots of the surface of the globe. So, we fall down. When we deny to accept Krishna as the Supreme, or we try to imitate Krishna, why Krishna shall be enjoyed? We shall also enjoy. Why Krishna shall have rasa dance? We shall also rasa dance. Why Krishna will marry 16,000 wives? We shall marry at least 16 wives. When this competitive spirit comes, then we fall down. Fall down means Krishna gives the chance. All right, you also go. You also dance in the hotel, ball dance, and be complicated. Because he does not know what is rasa dance, he imitates ball dance. So, everything what is going on in this material world, it is imitation of Krishna's activities. Janmadasyajata, the Vedanta Sutra says. Everything that is going on, it is simply generated from that original. So, but it is contaminated. Because in touch with the material, three qualities. Some of them are goodness, some of them are passion, and some of them are ignorance. The example is given, just like fire, big fire, and the sparks are coming out from the fire, that is natural. Similarly, the big fire is Krishna. And we are small sparks. So, the sparks sometimes fall down from the original fire. Falls down. So, falls down, when the fire sparks falls down on the dry grass, it creates fire. And if it is fallen down on the land, it keeps the fiery element for some time. But if he falls down on the water, immediately it is extinguished. Similarly, when we fall down from Krishna's association, the fire, big fire and the spark, if we be in touch with the modes of goodness, then we keep some Krishna consciousness. Just like the Brahmanas, the quality of Satya Samadhamma Titi. And if we fall down on the ground, then we keep sometimes the fiery quality. That is passion. Three qualities, goodness and passion. And if we fall down in the ignorance, just like the spark falls down on the water, then it is extinguished. No Krishna consciousness. Finished. But it can be revived. That is explained in the Prem Vivarta. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare, pasate mayatare japotiya dhore. As soon as we want to imitate, even in the material world, those who are trying to go up again, back to home, back to Godhead, there are different processes, karma, jnana, yoga. Krishna is explaining the karma, how to go back again to the original consciousness, that is being described, karma, how to work. So, even those who are trying for that, because that original disease is there, therefore, even one who has advanced spiritually, he also says, I am God, the same spirit, to make competition with Krishna. The Maya is there. Why you are going to worship Krishna? You are God. Oh yes, I am God. This is the last layer of Maya. Therefore they are Mayavadis. Nobody can become Krishna. Krishna says, matta parataram nanyat kinchi jasti dhananjaya. Nobody can be equal to Krishna. Nobody can be greater than Krishna. Then what is the meaning of God? If there are so many irrational gods, then what is the specific personality of God? So this is the last layer of Maya. If one is trying to become God, that is not possible. That is Asuri. Asuri bhava masrita. Never will Krishna's desire is that you surrender. Sarvadharman, you have manufactured so many things within this material world to become happy. This is all foolishness. You will never be happy. Therefore, Krishna says, because Krishna loves, you sarvadharman parityajamamekam sarvam. But Maya says, no, why? You become Krishna. You become God. This is going on. This is Asuri. Asuri bhava. So it is very difficult to give up the Asuri bhava. Namana diskitunam murha prapadante naradhama. Maya paritagnyana Asuri bhava masya. On the basis of Asuri bhava, one is always constantly engaged in duskriti. Sinful activities and murha, falsely thinking that he is God. Therefore he is a murha. That is the sign. Big murha. Small murhas, they are working hard only to become happy. And the big murha, he wants to become God. The small murha wants to become a minister or a president, and the big murha wants to become God. The disease is the same. I shall become the most powerful. But that is not possible. Therefore, these big murhas who simply falsely thinking that I have become now liberated by meditation or by some jugglery of powers. So they have been described in the Bhagavad as vimukta manino. They are falsely thinking that they have become liberated. They have become Narayan. How you can become Narayan? The Shastra says, jastu Narayanam devam brahmarudradi daivatavi. Samaktena vikheta sapashandi bhavidhruvam Narayana devam. Even Shankaracharya, he says, Narayana bhaktya para. Narayana is transcendental. He has nothing to do with this material. So Vaishnavas also say, jastu Narayana devam brahmarudradi daivatavi. Brahma, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they are demigods of this material world. So if one puts Narayana, even with the level of Brahma and Rudra, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they are the very exalted, big demigods. Lord Shiva is almost like Narayana. Narayana is 95% complete God, and Lord Shiva is 85%. And Krishna is 10%. There is analysis. Just Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudra Adi Devatai Samatena Bikheta Samatena equal. Well, whatever is Narayan, there is also Lord Shiva, there is also Lord Brahma, there is also Goddess Kali. This is Mayavad. Because the Mayavad philosophy is that the absolute truth is impersonal. That is the final understanding. So, because we cannot think of impersonal, meditate upon that, let us imagine some form. Sadhakanam hitarthaya brahmano rupa kalpana. The Mayavadi philosopher, they say, the kalpana. You just imagine any form. Therefore, they especially recommend the five forms. The five forms, the Surya, sun god, Ganesh, and Durga, Vishnu and Lord Shiva. There is also Vishnu. But this Vishnu and the Vaishnava conception of Vishnu is different. This Vishnu is imagination. And Vaishnava conception of Vishnu is reality. Krishna is reality. Abhijananti māda mūrha manusam tanu āsa. Those are mūrha, the same mūrha. Because he has come in the form of a human being. They say this is Maya. This Krishna has come. The impersonal Brahma has assumed a body, accepting this body given by Maya. This is the Mayavad philosophy. But actually, Krishna does not come because Krishna says the Idhesa Gunami Mama Maya. Maya is controlled by him. How he can accept subordinates of Maya? No. So Vaishnava philosophy is very perfect philosophy according to the Shastra and Vedas. All the acharyas conform. So we have to follow this. Then our life will be successful. So Krishna is teaching how to work. How to work. Now here he says, the tatya karma phala. Now who will be ready to work? Suppose you are doing some business and there is expectation of profit, 1 lakh of rupees. Now profit comes. Then if I say now, here is in Bhagavad Gita, it is a takta karma phalam. You give it up. Are you ready? No. I have hard, with so much hard labor I have earned, why shall I give it up? But here it is said, takta karma phalam. Then immediately his impetus to work will be finished. That these ordinary person, those who are enkurmis, if I say that yes, you earn lakhs of rupees, but you will not be allowed to take it, just like the communist country. The communist country, they're engaging people to work, but you cannot take the result, the government will take. Therefore, they are not very enthusiastic. I have been in the communist country. They are not very enthusiastic. That is, unless one can enjoy personally, is not interested in any business. Why shall I work so hard? This is nature. But here it is said, tatta karma phala. What is the difference between the communist philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy? The communists also say that everyone should work without expecting the result. The result will go to the government. Similarly, where the result will go, it is communist proposal. No. Takta karma phalam means that you should give it to Krishna. That is takta karma. So those who are devotees, although takta karma phalam, they are not touching the fruit, still they are nitya tripta, very satisfied. The kormis are dissatisfied. So I have hard, worked so hard, now I have to give up whatever I have earned. He becomes very, very sorry. But who becomes nitya tripta, working like this, without taking the reserve, is still nitya tripta, very satisfied. That is devotee. That is devotee. You see, these boys, these European boys, also some of them are Indian, they are working day and night. They are getting money also. They are making life members. They are selling some books. There is no scarcity of money. But they do not touch even single pie. It is for Krishna. And still they are happy. This is takta karma phalam. Asanga. Asanga means no attachment. They are bringing money and giving to me. I spend like anything. So this is takta karma phalam. Asanga. Nitya tripta. Very much satisfied. I have been able to collect so much and give it to Krishna. This is their satisfaction. Takta karma phalam asanga nitya nirashaya. Don't expect any profit. No dividend. As soon as there is dividend, immediately it is material. Immediately complicated. And so long there is no expectation of dividend, then he is pure devotee. This is the difference. Anna vilasita sudnam jnana karma dhanabhritam. Jnana karma dhanabhritam. This karma fall. A devotee doesn't want karma fall. Therefore he is not implicated. He doesn't want. Therefore it is said, karma, karmani abhipravittopi. Although he is engaged in karma, because superficially it looks like karma. Karma and bhakti looks the same thing. But the difference is that the result is for Krishna and the kormi's result is for myself. That is the difference. That is the difference. Karmani abhipravittopi naiva kinchit karoti sa. This is the... although he is doing day and night, but he is still doing nothing. Doing nothing when he is doing, but he is not becoming entangled with the results. That is because karma and karma fall. One has to accept the karma fall. But this man who is doing everything for Krishna, he is not becoming entangled. That is explained in the second chapter also. Jagnyarthi karma, annatra karma bandhana. If you don't act for Krishna, then you will be entangled by the resultant action. But if you do it for Krishna, then you will not be entangled. Your everything will be taken as devotion. Everything will be taken on account of devotion. And devotion means you are making progress. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogi na jasevate sagunan samatittayinan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. So activities are the platform of devotional service without expecting any result for his personal satisfaction means on the platform of liberation. Thank you very much.